we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon Coach Mark Helbrich. Coach has joined us, so we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Now that you've had a little bit of time to work with Brady Hoke, I'm just curious what his demeanor has been like, what's he been like on the field, and how's it been working with him?
Well, it's been great to the point where, you know, at this point, obviously, we're undefeated, and everything's been a shutout. haven't given up a real yard, but it's been great. You know, I think he's kind of everything expected, everything to be expected in terms of demanding and at the same time a player's coach and disciplinarian, you know, guy that immediately shows he cares about the guys and cares about them as people, and then at the same time can really be demanding on the field. And so that's been a great balance. You know, just a matter of at this point in spring, you're trying to maybe install a couple more things to get on film to be able to talk about during the summer and get guys as playing as fast as possible, playing with as much confidence as possible and going forward.
Are there pros or cons to having a former head coach on your staff?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, from my standpoint, I think there's way more pros than cons. There's things that he's been through that you can learn from or take advice on, whether that's off the field things, game management things, recruiting. Both he and David Yost, our new member of our staff, have added a bunch just in terms of making us validate why we do things. And you know, if change is needed, tweaking them slightly. But yeah, I anticipate that being nothing but a blessing.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
I was still waiting for your scrimmage to be played on Saturday before they ask you anything.
And we do have a question from the line of Steve Mims, the registered guard.
Hey, Mark, I was just checking to see if you've gotten the injury report and had an update on what you expected to be able to do on Saturday.
Yeah, we're gonna play a game in terms of it will resemble American football. Our special teams periods will be limited. Haven't determined that 100% yet, but we'll have live kicking in terms of PATs and field goals in those situations. The rest of the special team situations, we're kind of going to make a similar decision, you know, similar to what we were talking about yesterday in terms of just bodies available, and then go from there. But we're going to have a draft later on this afternoon and play as much of a true game as possible. Have some things going on to get the fans involved, get the students involved, and hopefully we'll have another great crowd on hand to look toward the future of Oregon football and honor the men and women of our military.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
And your next question comes on the line of Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
Regarding
disappointed you're not going to be in town.
I know, me too. We'll be watching, though. But curious about the quarterback position, but the standard of that position in the meeting room from Marcus and then obviously Vernon, what's it like with those guys knowing that the players there have had a lot of success, and have you noticed that regarding their preparation and having or attempting to, you know, carry the torch per se of that position?
Definitely. I think that's a burden and also a beauty of the deal is, you know, trying to push them as much as possible. They're all conscientious guys in terms of, you know, obviously wanting to do well and prepare well and then compete. But they also know that there's a extremely high standard here and expectation here of how that position is supposed to play. And then at the same time, utilize your resources, utilize your Royce Freeman, Tony James, Kenai Benoit, Darren Carrington, Charles Nelson, Kirk Merritt, you know, these guys that are proven commodities in terms of skill guys, and be a point guard when you need to, be a playmaker when you need to, and just learn at as quick of a rate as possible.
And then just to follow up on that one, when that burden of influence, maybe every once in a while, does it get too much? Like, oh my God, I got to make
sure.
A play like Marcus or Vernon. And how do you guys kind of coach against that?
Right. Talk about it, you know, because you can see a couple of guys are just, they're kind of thoughtful perfectionists. And so that, you know, they get there and they'll kind of overanalyze a situation and then think about the result way before it happens, you know, that kind of deal, that by then the play's over and they're 2 seconds behind or two clicks behind from a timing standpoint, and just talking to them of just make a, you know, it's like any position, make a full speed mistake with good intentions, and we'll figure the rest out, and we're gonna push them, and we're gonna try to play better than we've ever played at that position, but that might look differently than, you know, Marcus breaking a 80 yard run or something. That just might be making a perfectly placed ball to Darren Carrington and letting him do the rest.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman, U.S. Today.
Mark, what are some of the advantages of having all of your quarterbacks in at this time, as maybe compared to last season, what you're dealing with?
It's obviously the preferred method, I think, is you know, having those guys in. We're gonna make it work, however it falls from a, you know, from a production standpoint. We don't have any choice. I think last year it was a different vibe, but at the same time, Jeff Lockie and Taylor Alley did a great job of working through it and battling through it with that. You know, internally, we didn't talk about the unknown or talk about what might happen. I know there was a ton of chatter on the outside that they managed and got through. Whereas now we've got three guys that really are competing for the job, and a couple guys that aren't at this point, which is also difficult. But those guys, Jeff and Taylor, have managed that really, really well. So it's just a matter of distributing the reps with the long term in mind, and knowing that we're not gonna decide who the starting quarterback is this spring. That's not gonna happen. And so, again, just trying to push those guys to play with as much confidence and just on the forward foot as much as possible.
I've got time for one more question.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingstein, Athlon Sports.
Kind of following up on that, how has Dakota taken to coming in, and how have you seen kind of the reciprocation with his teammates and building chemistry through the spring?
I think he's you can definitely tell, you know, he's played more football than these other guys at this point, certainly at the collegiate level. And he's got a natural charisma about him. But I also think that Travis has that. I also think Terry has that. They're just not it's kind of a weird blend, because Travis Johnson hasn't practiced really ever here, but he has kind of the mental, you know, he's been in the classroom listening to everything and observing everything. He just hasn't done it. And Terry's been here for whatever, 4 weeks, and is operating in some ways at a very high level. In some ways, he's, you know, doesn't know where the bathroom is. And so those things all collide at some point, and Dakota's doing some really good things, and he's doing some things that will improve upon leading into fall camp.
And is there any sort of advantage that you see with him having played in a system that's kind of ostensibly connected to Oregon football in a way, going back to the coaching lineage?
Yeah, I'm sure it does at some point, you know, and that's kind of the thing you can see he and Terry in particular going through, that just that hesitation of translation. You know, as a quarterback, you can't hesitate at most positions. You can't hesitate, but you know, absolutely not at quarterback. And when he's sitting there, and you know, whatever we call it, Brown, and they called it tree, he did, you know, there's that just that quarter tick of a hesitation to translate, and that's something that he'll work through, and we anticipate that being totally gone come fall camp, and you know, those guys, that's a matter of those guys taking over in the summer and running the summer program and getting 1,000 reps when we can't be out there.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, that'll do it for today, Mark. Appreciate your time. We'll see you next week.
All right, Dave. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.